A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, it is Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. I am joined by Georgia Stevens live from Iceland. She joins us today. Georgia, I hope you're keeping well. Just to start with a bit, obviously yesterday was 5 years of Jurgen Klopp. There's been some great memories of Jurgen's time at Liverpool so far, and I hope there's many more to come. But what's your favourite Klopp moment? We'll try and not go the main ones. Obviously, you've got the title win, the Champions League wins, stuff like that. Try and think of one that maybe not many other people would say, you know, something like that. And me and George will say at the end as well with all the comments and let you know what ours is. There's loads of stuff to talk about today, George. We've got loads on obviously the current goalkeeper situation, stuff about Grujic and Harry Wilson as well. But we're going to kickstart it with a signing and the signing of Marcelo Pitaluga. So it was announced yesterday. It's been the saga's been going on for a while. He's been training with the first team for a couple of weeks. But yesterday it was announced that the 17-year-old has joined the Reds. Georgia, what do you make of this?
I mean, I think everybody's drew comparisons from the start to when we signed Alisson, because obviously the similarities are there. And I think it's great for us just to have another young keeper. I mean, we've got such good young talent in the squad. And you look at the likes of Nico and Curtis Jones and things like that. So to have another great kind of young talent who's been proven on the sort of world stage, I think it's only good business for us.
Yeah, the hype surrounding him is positive. And, you know, we've got a lot of good young goalkeepers at this football club. The important thing is, obviously, we spent a lot of money to bring Alisson Becker in, and we've had goalkeeper troubles for years. So it's about finding that next keeper after Alisson. And you know, I believe this signing was on recommendation from Alisson Becker. Of course, he played for Fluminense, where Alisson Becker's brother Muriel also plays. He's played regularly for their reserve squad. What do you make of all the calls to bring him in for the Everton game?
I mean, it's a bit much, isn't it, Rick? But then you know, you look at the opposite, and it's that kind of balance of getting it we have with the goalkeeper, and we saw it with Karius, and we saw it with you know, Mignolet before that, of when there is that dip in form, do you trust in them to kind of regain that form and give them other games to find it, or do you know, switch it out and let them take that break and hope that when they do come back it's better? And I usually sit on the fence, on the side of the fence of keep playing that keeper till they do well. And I think, you know, we've got the defence to do that. I think the Villa game was just an anomaly that I think everyone's just still a bit baffled by. But I don't know, I think the calls for him to be put in against Everton are a bit premature at the moment, especially as much as it pains me the form that Everton are in at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a quote here from John Achterberg, obviously the Liverpool keeper coach. He said, "I saw him for the first time in the World Cup squad. You're checking on the goalies and looking at the ages. You see that he was in the World Cup squad 1 year younger than the rest of the squad. Then you think that's worth a look, because normally you have two goalkeepers of the same age. But if you have someone who is a year younger, you think he may have some good attributes." Obviously, he goes on to say that we had Alan D'Souza there on loan and stuff as well. Alan's brother, there's that picture of him with Alisson and his brother, of course. So it's clear there's been some scouting, quite a lot of scouting behind this, and they've took a long look at him and decided that he's their man that they want to take forwards. And as I say, it's really promising. We've seen with Donnarumma and young keepers like that, that there can be some really good young goalkeepers. And of course, if we've found Alisson Becker's replacement ahead of the curve, then it's an absolutely brilliant signing for us. But moving on from him, there's been more goalkeeper rumours surrounding Liverpool, and there's quite a lot of those at the minute, obviously, with the current situation with Adrian and everything that's going on with Alisson getting injured again, and Jamie Carragher saying during the Villa game that perhaps we need to look at getting a better number two. And one name that's been mentioned regularly is Stoke goalkeeper Jack Butland. Now, Georgie, he's a man that obviously everyone knows. When he was in the Premier League a couple of seasons ago, he was heavily linked with a move to a top club. But since he's been in the Championship, no one's really heard too much of him. There were a couple of mistakes in the year they went down and stuff like that, a couple of Pickford errors, as I like to call them. But, you know, it's clear that apparently Stoke, this is according to the Football Insider, Stoke are desperate to get someone who's a high wage earner off their books.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that transfer that makes sense. And like you said, you know, when Jack Butland was in the Premier League, I was certainly a big fan of him. I think he was one of the first English goalkeepers that sort of looked like the modern European goalkeepers that we were seeing at the time. And he was super exciting. But obviously, as he dropped down, nobody kind of picked notice. And I think if Liverpool did sign him, maybe a brilliant number two. I think the only thing is, you know, he's 27. Does he want to be a number two? Does he still think he has that momentum in the tank to push through? And also the link itself is from Paul Robinson, who's just saying that it would be a good move. Like it would be, and everybody thinks it makes sense. Whether there's actual kind of momentum behind it is another thing.
Yeah, I really can't see us signing a keeper, especially before the end of this window. And, you know, it's difficult because obviously we've all watched the recent errors of Adrian and we're all slightly worried, especially with Alisson's recent injury history and stuff like that. I mean, we know how important it is to have a good goalkeeper when you're challenging for the title. But those are things that go into this regarding Jack Butland. Why has nobody made the swoop already? As we said, he was a well-known goalkeeper when he was in the Premier League. Why has nobody already gone down that route? There must be red flags. Is it the price tag? Is it his wage? Is it the fact that he wants to be a number one somewhere and no one can promise that? So I can't see it happening personally. But let us know in the comments what you think. Are you desperate for us to bring in a goalkeeper? Do you think Adrian's not good enough? Which goalkeeper do you suggest that we bring in? Gazzaniga from Tottenham was spoken about, with Sergio Romero at United as well, that we may take a punt on and bring in to at least challenge Adrian for that number two spot, which everyone seems desperate for at the moment. But yeah, to move on, Georgia, we'll go on to an outgoing, and Marco Guric, obviously, the other day joined FC Porto on loan, which means he'll be playing in the Champions League this season. It's a good move for him, Georgia, isn't it? I was very disappointed to see him not go out on, obviously, the sort of what we saw as deadline day here, and you know, but the day after it seemed to be imminent that he was joining Porto, and he did that evening. But it's a good step up for him. You know, he's gone from playing in the Bundesliga, he now gets European experience as well in the Champions League, of course.
Yeah, I think that when he played for us, he showed some promising signs, as much as, you know, there were some frustrating moments. And I think the main thing is that is European football. He's now got the chance to play in the Champions League, to test himself against the same opponents that we'll be testing ourselves against. And Porto are a good side. We certainly hated coming up against them the past few years. So it's not like he's going to be learning a whole new style of play or something along them. I think it's a really good move that makes sense for him and hopefully for the club.
They also signed Felipe Anderson from West Ham, who we know is a good player, on loan on deadline day as well. So, you know, Porto making a good couple of moves there. I thought Marko Guric was really good in the cup competitions for us. I thought he showed really promising signs, and he was one of the standout players in both games. So, you know, I think it's one of them situations that West Ham and Southampton were reportedly after him as well. I think there's a lot of Premier League teams that Marko Guric will get into. But I just think with coronavirus and everything going on, no one would give us the money for a permanent move that we were looking for as a club, really. But it's difficult because I think, you know, I think in years gone by, Guric is a guaranteed starter for Liverpool. But I think with how strong our midfield area is at the minute, it's hard for him to get in, isn't it, Georgia?
Yeah, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw it on Twitter of the whole rules within the Premier League of overseas players and homegrown players and the balance of that. And obviously, we do have a lot of homegrown players within the squad, but we are quite heavy on the side of overseas. And, you know, if it's a choice between Grealish or you know, Mo Salah, or it's someone of that pecking order, then he is the fall guy in that sense. And I think sometimes that quota is that's the cost of it. And like you said, he's a good player who maybe next season is somebody who starts, maybe the season after somebody who starts, but he's that good of a player that we just don't seem to want to let him go.
Absolutely. David Lynch as well, to continue what you were saying there, he tweeted yesterday that LFC's squad for the season's Champions League has been confirmed. Harry Wilson didn't make the cut, Georgia, so he's another one that's assumed to be on his way out now, whether it be permanent or on loan to another Premier League club or maybe even Championship club. I think it makes sense. You know, he got his first team debut the other night against Arsenal, and he's been around for so long. I think a lot of people are surprised by that. But he's been a player that we've seen go out on loan regularly over the last few years, and it seemed like it was to raise his price tag. He doesn't strike me as a Liverpool type player, and I think it's the right thing for him to move on.
Yeah, I don't think in the cup games or when he did make his debut there was anything too exciting there. Like, you've got to take into account, you know, the team he's playing against, the team he's been slotted into, all that sort of things. But yeah, I do think him going out on loan or hopefully kind of a permanent move is something that's for the best. But I think the thing that we've seen recently is, especially with Danny Ings and things, I've seen the kind of buyback clause kind of floating around. I think he's probably one worth putting it on because we saw how well he did in the Championship and things. Of, you don't know, Premier League football or solid, consistent football could be the things that makes that player.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting one with Harry Wilson. We know he's in talks with Burnley, but there was a problem with the price tag and stuff like that. It may be that we got the money we wanted for him if it was any other sort of market. But with the coronavirus and stuff like that, it makes it difficult. So it'll be interesting now to see what happens. Burnley, as I said, was the club that was apparently interested in him. Do they now get him on loan? What happens there? So it'll be an interesting week regarding Harry Wilson and what happens next for him.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
on the route with the young players, Curtis Jones and Rhys Williams, who obviously Rhys Williams really impressed in the Carabao Cup games against Arsenal and Lincoln, and Curtis Jones, who is becoming more of a regular in the first team. They both got their under 21 debuts the other day for England, of course, Georgia. It's really good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant for Rhys Williams. Like we said, of, you know, it's that of consistent first team football, being around the first team, that can get you that international notice, and for him it has. And I think for Curtis Jones, it's sort of a matter of time before we see him in the first team. And I think with the way we see Southgate working and the sides he's putting together, he's shown that, you know, form is important. You saw that with Calvert-Lewin getting slotted in there. You saw it with a few debuts getting put. I think it is, if Curtis Jones has a good few games under his belt for Liverpool, it is a matter of time before he gets, you know, slotted onto the bench or even a start for the first team.
Yeah, absolutely. Rhys Williams is someone who benefited really well from going out on loan last season to a conference club. He's really bulked up. He's really improved parts of his game. And you know, I think it's something that's good and that a lot of young players can look towards and say, look, maybe alone is good for me to get regular first team football and then come back to Liverpool and impress and get. We know Jurgen Klopp likes to give young players chances in the cups, and Rhys Williams is a player who's got his chance and he's taken it and performed really, really well and probably got himself higher up in the pecking order at the club. Just lastly, before we move on to the Jurgen Klopp stuff, Jordan Shaqiri has tested negative for COVID-19. This comes just days after he reportedly tested positive. I don't really know what's happened here, Georgia, but luckily, with all the problems surrounding Liverpool players and COVID-19 at the minute, it seems that it's one that's sort of got away with it, and it's a lucky escape for Shaqiri, really.
Yeah, it's great news in the sense of somebody's negative for it, and obviously within the squad, again, it's good news. It's just the concern I think a lot of people are having about the closeness of those tests and the such opposing views, and kind of the effect that can have if either of those tests were wrong. What, you know, if the positive was wrong, it's him out for God knows how long in the squad. If the negative's wrong, then obviously he's got the risk of spreading that internationally. So yeah, it's good news in the sense that he is negative. I think it's just concerning for a lot of people how you can get such opposing kind of test results so quickly, especially when the kind of impact can be so detrimental.
Yeah, I think there was loads of stuff about this sort of saying that maybe Shaqiri had it previously in the last month or so, and that's why he tested positive. Obviously, loads of different clubs use different tests and there are different tests available and stuff like that. So it's very hard. But as you say, it absolutely does raise concerns. How many other players have tested positive when actually it's been that it's a past sort of issue rather than right now and current. So yeah, definitely something that the football authorities will probably look into. Georgia, your favourite Jurgen Klopp moment then before we go into the comments?
There's a lot to choose from, and I am probably going to go with the classic kind of, and I think I blame Ben for this because he tweeted it, of the kind of 6-minute video of Klopp at the Champions League final and just watching him go around and kind of celebrate. I think that those 6 minutes are probably my favourite Jurgen Klopp moment, of just kind of seeing how much it meant to him, but also the connection he actually has with our players. That's probably when I kind of fell in love with them.
There's loads to pick out, isn't there? You've got, obviously, people would say the draw with West Brom where he got criticised, but, you know, that's the start of something really quite special. That's where things start to turn. You can even look at the 4-1 defeat to Tottenham where Dejan Lovren was dragged off at half-time. And again, that's another situation where things started to kickstart from that day, really, and things really started to change and shape up how Jurgen Klopp wanted them to shake up. You've got, obviously, the game against City in the Champions League, or the 4-3 win against City where they seemed formidable that season, that no one could beat them, and then we pop up and do what we did against them. So, you know, there's so many great memories with Jurgen Klopp, as we say, all the trophies he's won as well and stuff like that. But let me have a look at your comments and what you're saying about it. It says, Stuart Wisby says, Klopp and co celebrating the Lana winner against Norwich is one. Klopp running on and celebrating with Alisson is another. Absolutely. Obviously, Divock Slate winner against Everton, where I don't think anyone knew what they were doing in that moment. It was just such a mad moment. And the Norwich one is definitely another one. Obviously, Klopp had his glasses broken that day in all that melee as well. Such a mad game. Stanko Duganzic says our win against Barca. Liam Lawrence says Klopp Dortmund at Anfield or the Barca game. And Joe Rainbird also says Kolo Touré breaking Klopp's glasses at Norwich. Was it fantastic? And then Mike Potter, obviously, with that famous gif of him counting up to six on the bus with a Heineken in his hand, which was another brilliant moment. He's just a fantastic manager to have. And you know, he brings so much more to our squad than just, you know, the man manager, Jurgen Klopp, and just the coach that he is. He brings so much and the togetherness and makes it more a family than a club, really, doesn't he? He bangs on about that whole philosophy, Georgia.
Yeah, I think a lot of clubs, it's hard for a lot of fans to understand kind of Liverpool's connection to Jurgen Klopp, because I think they don't understand Liverpool as a club if they don't get it, because it is more than a club, and we bang on about that. It's a lot of people's identity is to be scouts and to support Liverpool Football Club. And for Jurgen Klopp to step in and bed in and embody what that means, to embody what the city means. I mean, not talking to certain newspapers and making it clear that that's what he does. Managers before, like, have maybe stepped around that, tiptoed around that, had the PR person deal with that. For him to do that himself shows that he understands what the city is about, he understands what its people is about, and he understands his fans. And through that, I think, thick and thin, Liverpool fans stand by him. And you know, that is something is so hard for a manager to get, is to not just get fans on a side, but a whole city.
Yeah, the perfect manager, the perfect appointment. And it's definitely going to be a sad day when Jurgen Klopp leaves this football club. To move on to Butland and the comments surrounding him, Joe Rainbird says he's better than Adrian. Stuart Wisby says Jack would be a decent number two. He is better than what we have, but unsure if at 27 he would want to be on the bench long term. And Mr. A says I would take Butland, anyone over Adrian. Mike Potter says, I reckon if we're going for a new number two, I'd rather give Kelleher one game before we finalise anything, see how he gets on. It's not worth spending 5 million upwards for the sake of 3 games plus cup games. I think it's really interesting, all this goalkeeper debate, Georgia, because I think part of it is people so used to Alisson and how important he is for us, and therefore, you know, number twos aren't meant to be perfect. They're not meant to be these wonderful, great goalkeepers. They're meant to be there most of the time to sit on the bench and play second fiddle to your first choice goalkeeper. But yeah, I think there have been some key errors from Adrian, obviously, especially the one against Aston Villa for the first goal. There were last season, he cost us a Champions League spot, really, with that dreadful error against Atletico Madrid. But, you know, I think it may be jumping the gun a bit too soon, going out and signing someone like Butland or Gazzaniga or Romero. The Kelleher one is an interesting shout, but I think we saw against Arsenal last season, he's not quite ready yet, and I think he'd benefit from a loan. I think the Pitaluga signing sort of paves the way for him going out on loan. So what do you make of it all? What do you think surrounding Kelleher?
I think in terms of that, it's great for us as fans to say, yeah, give him a shot. You know, we're saving the club money, all that sort of stuff. It's easy for us to say. We're not the coaching staff, and we're not that player themselves. That player having a run out in the Premier League and having a mistake or costing something, and something that is so important as the Premier League can be the complete, like, destroy of that character. And I think we're seeing that with Adrian right now. I mean, go back a year, he was the super number two that everybody loved that won us the Super Cup. And now suddenly he's the next Karius. And that's how fickle football is, and that's how quick it moves. And to put a young kid through that right now in such a kind of toxic environment that is created because it's pressured, it could be the worst thing that we could do. Could also be the thing that makes him. But we've seen in the kind of past results that, you know, he's not quite ready yet. And I think that would be something that could ruin him.
Yeah, I think with Adrian, it's the whole goalkeeper is a very tough position to play in the first place. It's a very high pressure position, and especially at Liverpool Football Club with the last few years with Mignolet's regular errors, Karius obviously in Kiev. So it's very difficult. I thought against Arsenal just a couple of days before that Villa game, he was very, very good. And I was hoping that, you know, he'd bring back the form that he brought at the start of last season when Alisson was injured, when he was very good and we didn't lose a game. But of course, he makes that poor error against Aston Villa just a few minutes in. And then the game sort of set itself up from there, didn't it? And you know, people didn't look confident in their goalkeeper during the game. So it's very interesting. It's definitely something that will be looked at, I'm sure. There was obviously Gruitch commenting on Instagram yesterday. I'm not sure how true that is, but about Adrian's future and loads of stuff about that. So it is going to be very, very interesting. But that's it for the news today. Thank you, Georgia, for joining us. And we'll be back again on Monday for more news. So enjoy your weekend without football, a nice break. And then we'll be back on Monday. See you soon. Ta-ra.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.